A Voice Saved Her Life by Ivy Joe. The leader of this small cult was charismatic and managed to persuade the gullible to join the cult and to believe his every word. For instance, no one was allowed in who had red hair, because they were regarded as bad luck, and if their eyes were green, they were evil in the eyes of this leader. Joanne was born into this cult with red hair and green eyes. Her mother escaped, and no one knew who her father was. Joanne had now become 13 years old, and a meeting was called by the people in this cult because it was feared she could breed more redheads. People said she should be killed, but the leader said she should continue to be punished. Killing would end it for her. One girl in the cult pretended to be an admirer of the leader, but in her heart, she felt so sorry for Joanne, so she agreed to help her end her miserable life. Tonight was the night both Joanne and April, her friend, decided this should be the night. So April gave her the tablets she had stored for her. Joanne was kneeling by the window of the cell she was given as punishment. She opened the box of pills when a gentle arm was put on her shoulder and a voice said,
"No, Joanna, don't take those pills. There is a life for you."
Joanne was frightened at first, but the voice continued to speak gently to her.
"Tonight you are to be rescued. Your friend will give you a sweet wrapped in paper, on which is written these words, 'A global voice.' Take this sweet and lie down. It will relax you. Don't be frightened. You will be lifted from your bunk, wrapped warmly in a blanket, and carried out of your cell. You won't be put down, because your footprints must not be seen. The leader will think the devil has come to carry you off, and he will be terrified, so won't interfere. You will be carried for quite some distance to get you right off the premises, put into a car, and driven to your new life."
"But who are you? Where are you? How can I trust you?"
"I am known as a global voice. I help people like you who have been treated so badly. I will talk to you all the time, trust me. April has been our guide to get you out. You are growing to be a very beautiful girl, and you will be recognized as such in your new life. But first, you must be debriefed, because you don't know anything about the outside world. Eat this sweet now and lie down. The sweet will relax you. When you are lifted into someone's arms, don't be scared. Trust me and enjoy the care you are given. Close your eyes now."
"Thank you very, very much. Can you help April, please?"
"April is now free and awaiting your arrival."
"Will I be able to contact you when I am out?"
"You will, by telepathy. Just think of the trouble you may be in, and I will respond to you. I am just a global voice who can talk in any language for anyone in this troubled world."
Joanne did as instructed by this gentle voice, and Sue fell transient, so that when she was lifted gently from her bunk and wrapped warmly in a blanket, and someone carried her very gently out of her cell, she relaxed and found herself quite enjoying being carried. She put her head on this kind person's shoulder, and the voice said,
"You are safe now. No longer will you be tortured by this so-called leader. Keep your eyes closed and sleep. You will wake in a nice warm bed, and April will be there too. You will find the outside world very strange and sometimes frightening, but you will survive. You have a talent you haven't yet discovered. You were always afraid to speak out in this so-called school, But what you need to do is pretend you are someone you admire and believe in yourself, and you will find you are perfectly capable and that you will be heard. Are you quite comfortable? Just sleep a dreamless sleep, and your new life will begin. Goodbye for the present. Someone is in trouble in another country, but I will be available, as I said.
Joanne asked,
But who are you, please? Are you God?
No, I am of no particular faith, but I can't stand seeing people hurt and as unhappy as you were. That leader is about to meet his comeuppance this night. Take care, and goodbye.
The police were informed by April, who was much older than Joanne, that the cult was raided and their leader was tried and found to be mentally unstable, so was duly hospitalized, and the doctor who was assigned happened to be a redhead. As to Joanne, she was debriefed and taught to live in the outside world. One day, April, who was still her mentor, said she had a surprise for Joanne. They both walked into a room, and there, sitting in a chair, was a beautiful woman who smiled at Joanne.
I am Jean, your mother. I escaped from the cult because I had slept with one of the gardeners in the cult, who had to escape because he had the same colour hair as you have, and your green eyes. No one knew because he wore a wig covering his hair and rarely looked people straight in the eye, so they didn't see his green eyes. Dear Joanne, I am your mother, but will understand if you don't want to recognize me as your mother, because I didn't help you. But April found me and said she would bring you to me.
Joanne said that she would have to get to know her first, to see if they were on the same wavelength. How did April get in touch with the outside world? She had been the girlfriend of the leader and agreed with him that the cult would be a great idea. April had no idea that Cecil, her boyfriend, had these strange delusions. So she went along with him. As I have already said, Cecil had a hatred for redheads. April had blonde hair and very blue eyes. She and Cecil found some gullible people to join their cult, and it ran for quite a long time. But April saw that the cult was not as she imagined. When Joanne was born with red hair and green eyes, the leader said she would live and be cruelly treated, ignored by the other members and jeered at, and laughed at, and put down by everyone. April didn't approve, and it took a lot of planning through the years to help Joanne. She was half asleep one night when a gentle voice said to her,
Tell me of your troubles, April. I may be able to get a team to help you.
April told the voice by telepathy what was troubling her about Joanne, and the voice told her to let things rest and a team would eventually sort something out. April didn't think anything was happening as Joanne grew up into this horror. Then, one night, the voice came into her dreams and said,
Are you prepared to help us now?
April said,
Am I dreaming, or are you really asking me this?
The voice said he was, and explained what was needed. So it was that, on the night she and Joanne decided to end it all, April had a little sweet, which she was told to give Joanne with the aforementioned tablets. On this sweet was printed the words, A Global Voice. This is what she presented to Joanne and told no one to ask questions, just to open the tablets and just to act on what she was told to do. How did April get out of the cult? She disguised herself as a devil, which Joanne was not to see, if you remember, and it was she who lifted Joanne into her arms and wrapped her warmly and enjoyed carrying her young friend out some distance to a waiting car where she got in, still holding Joanne, who is quite small, and they were both driven to a place of safety, which is why when Joanne awoke and saw her friend in the next bed, she found April there smiling at her. How did April find Joanne's father and mother? April kept in touch with the gardener who, when he knew that April was trying to help Joanne, confessed to April that it was he who had slept with Joanne's mother, and, having escaped from the cult himself, kept in touch with Jean. So while Joanne was being taught the ways of the outside world, April arranged a meeting some months afterwards, hence Joanne meeting with her mother and eventually her father. April is now a nurse in a hospital looking after the needy. Joanne has discovered that her talent as acting is now seen on TV with her red hair and green eyes and a beautiful speaking voice. She has not forgotten the wonderful voice who said he was just a global voice, and she will join with the team to help where she can. Joanne may even be a global voice for someone who suffered as she did. Joanne and April are still very close friends. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to this story and for sympathizing with that young teenager, Joanne. Written by Ivy Joan Temple. Narrated by Rhys Draven, Jim Spring, and Miranda Reddingspring. Produced by Braybrook Studios.